All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are starting Yemir Hashem today, Perek Yotes, chapter 19 of Mesilas Yesharim, titled Beber Chalki HaChasidus. So in chapter 18, we discuss the concept of Chasidus, the concept of a Chasid being one who is in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that love manifests itself in a desire to exceed expectations, to not only do that which is required, but to go above and beyond for the one I love. So writes Tiram Chalas Chalas, Chalki HaChasidus HaRashim. There are three primary parts to Chasidus. HaRishon B'maisa, HaShini B'maofen HaAsiyah, HaShlishis B'Kavana. So it's interesting. So in other words, that the Chasid has to focus on three areas. Number one, actionally again, there's what it means to be a chassid. Number two is the manner or the performance in which I perform those actions. And number three is kavana, is intent. Again, we'll discuss each of these ideas in the Yeres Hashem independently. Hachelek harishon b'maisa, and the truth is, even when it comes to what we'll call actional chassidus, or I should say chassidus as it manifests itself in the way that we act, that itself is split into two parts. Ha'echad, the first is in terms of man's relationship with Hashem. And ultimately, the second is between man and his fellow. So I will say, so multiple divisions in Chasidus, let's analyze. So we'll call it part 1.1 in Chasidus. Is remember, so the first element of Chasidus is how to be a Chasid actionally. The midah of Chasidus, as it manifests itself in my actions. Now, in the actional component, that's subdivided into two parts. One is in my relationship with Hashem. One is in my relationship with my fellow man. So let's analyze this. So we'll say, so the first aspect of actional chasidus is in my relationship with Hashem. So we'll say, what does this mean? Ha'kiyum kala mitzvos b'chala diktukim shebahem. Amokom shiyat ha'adam magaz. We'll say, how does this manifest itself? Fulfillment of the mitzvahs with all of its details to the best of my ability. Ve'eileheim shekarom chacham zichron livracha shiyari mitzvah. Va'amru shiyari mitzvah ma'akvim esaparas. We'll say some of this in just a moment. How does one live or actualize the midah of chasidus bein adam lamakom? In terms of my actions, it's very simple. It's not only attention to detail, because you will say, remember again, mitzvos have details, but rather, it's going above and beyond in one's attention to detail. It's interesting, in the footnotes of the version that I'm using over here, they explain this as attention to hider mitzvah. So we'll say, what's hider mitzvah? Hiddur mitzvah means beautification of the mitzvah. Now, do you need the elements of beautification of the mitzvah to discharge your obligation? No. But what it means is, what is a chassid? Remember again, a chassid is always one who's exceeding expectations. So the chassid is a person who looks at a mitzvah and understands within any mitzvah, there's two parts, actually, we're talking about. There's what I need to go ahead and fulfill the obligation. That's one part. And then there's the pieces that I need in order to make the mitzvah even more beautiful. Those secondary pieces, and we'll talk about this more, what we call hider mitzvah. The elements are beautiful. Let's say, so again, the paradigmatic example of this, of course, is Esrog, right? So what can happen? Sukkis comes, I could run in, wherever I'm buying my Esrog from, I could run in, grab a box, walk out. Don't have to open it, don't have to do anything, right? A lot of times, most of the Esrog may even have like a hechsher on the outside, or you go to a place where you know someone checked everything, just pick it up, walk. Have you fulfilled, and you take that Esrog on the first day of Sukkot. Have you fulfilled your mitzvah? Absolutely. What Chasidus would say is, look, let me learn the halachas of Esrog. Let me see what makes an Esrog beautiful. Let me open up the boxes. Let me check a little bit. And again, I will say, this is just an example. But the idea is, I'm not just focused on the details which allow me to discharge the obligation. I'm interested in trying to figure out how to make it even more beautiful. That's a chassid. So chassidus, in an actional sense, ben adam lamakom, manifests itself in the performance of hider mitzvah, the pieces which beautify the mitzvah. He goes on, because the truth is, even though I've already fulfilled the basic mechanistic details which allow me to go ahead and be yotzei my mitzvah. Hinezel chalamon Yisrael acha chasidim imlam el laharbos bashlamasam v'lo lema'ik b'hem klal. Chasidus says, go above and beyond. Chasidus says, do a little bit more. Chasidus says, even though you're right, you've done all the details you need in order to go ahead. And also, I'll give you a good example, right? So how does a chasid daven? How does a chasid daven? So chasid will daven, okay, I'm going to say the tefilos, I'm going to daven with kavana. Again, those are all the details. And I'll say, so maybe there's an element to making sure that I say Tehillim every day. Tehillim. Make sure to have a Sefer Tehillim. Say a couple of kapitlach. Not that you have to be in a rush to finish Sefer Tehillim every single month or whatever you do. But the Laisa again, a chasid says, there is a required avenue of dialogical connection. And now again, I want to go a little bit above and beyond. I want to exceed expectations. What am I going to do? I'm going to say a kapitel of Tehillim every single day as an additional form of dialogue with my Creator. That's the chassid, the hidden mitzvah. So he goes on. He says, "Achelik Hashini Shabarishon, who mashmin adam mechaviro." Now, both say, so remember again. So we're focusing over here now on the first, we'll call it the first element, or the first aspect of chassidus, which is chassidus in the realm of maisa, becoming a chassid in the realm of action. Now, remember again, in the realm of action, we divided that actionally into two parts. There has been adon l'makom, so we just explained to this. To become a chassid, right, in the realm of maisa, in the realm of action, bein adon l'makom requires an attention to hidur mitzvah, additional details. What about in the realm of bein adon l'chavera? How do you become a chassid in the realm of maisa, of actions, interpersonally? It was beautiful. The inyano, godol ha tava shiyah adam li olam meitiv lebrios v'lo meir olam. It's very simple. Live a life where you only do good for people and you do not hurt them. Live a life in which you die. Do no harm. It's not just for doctors, right? Do no harm, right? At the end of the day, the goal is that's what it means to be a chassid. Live a life in which I tried not to hurt people, but only to help them. And this refers to the body physically, ultimately again, financially, and emotionally, spiritually. And I will say, this idea of do no harm, don't hurt people. So again, in the footnote over here, I just want to read this to you. It says, Mishtandal shelo yetze afilu b'shkaga o shelo b'miskavein shum rav v'nezek v'dach shodo. I will say, this is an incredibly profound yisod. A person has to try to make sure that my actions don't cause something negative for someone else. You both say, see, all of us understand, of course, I'm not going to harm someone. In other words, do no harm. I got it. Of course. I'm going to try not to do anything that directly harms you physically, financially, or emotionally, spiritually. This is even a little bit deeper. This is even talking about over here the idea that even secondary results of actions. See, I will say sometimes we only think about direct results of our actions. I'm not going to do something that direct. I realize I'm focused. Of course, I don't want to hurt you. We don't realize that says sometimes we do things and those actions themselves have ripple effects. And it's the ripple effect that hurts someone else. It's not the direct action. It's the ripple effect that causes harm. So the chassid says, okay, let me really think about how I'm living and what I'm doing. I'm about to say something, right? I'm about to do something. Can this action, can this dibor, could this speech, let's call it action because this is maisa. Can this action either directly or indirectly hurt another person physically, financially, or emotionally, spiritually? That's how a chassid thinks about say. Can you imagine living that way? I mean, what a way to live where like every single thing that I do is measured like that. Can this have a potential negative effect on someone else? If it cannot, I'll do it. If it can, I'm going to abstain. He goes, Baguf. Now he explains each of these categories. Baguf. So beautiful. What does it mean physically? So physically, I want to make sure to help every person to the best of my ability and to lighten their load. Such a beautiful lashon, to lighten their load. This is what it means to carry the yoke with your friend. To be the kind of person who is there for others. So we'll say, so if you notice, by the way, this is not only that I shouldn't harm people. The chassid is looking for ways to, by definition, bestow benefit upon people. How could I help? How could I make someone else's life a little bit easier? How could I pitch in? How could I bear the yoke? V'magia lecha v'ero ezo nezek. And if something detrimental is happening to my friend, begufo, physically, fuyucha limnoa oso, and I could stop it, o lahasiro, or remove it, yitrach kidei lasoso. I'm going to do whatever I can in order to help. In order to help, that's my goal. My goal is to say, so again, he's starting, remember again, because to the chassid, it doesn't start from the negative, it starts from the positive. The first part of what we'll call actional chassidus bein adam lechavero means, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? What can I do to lighten your load? What can I do to help you through life? What can I do to bestow good upon you? That's physically. So to help a person with his finances. In other words, we'll say, what that means is to help an individual experience financial bracha, and to prevent financial loss whenever I can. Certainly, to distance from the other any type of detrimental realities or effects which could occur. Bein liyachid, bein lirabim. Va'afidu sha'ato miyad in hazeke matzui, kevan sh'yachol lavo lidekach, yisireim v'yavireim. Va'amru zichron l'vracha, himamon chavercha, chaviv alecha kishalach. So we'll say financially, the whole idea over here is, I should treat my friend's money like it was my own. Just like I'm careful with my money, I'm careful with my finances, ultimately, again, I should bring that same level of care and concern, ultimately, again, to the finances of my fellow. So we'll say an incredibly profound use. So this is the chassid. The chassid is thinking about, again, the guf, the physicality of my friend. Is he having a difficult time? If he's having a difficult time, what can I do to help? How could I lighten the load? How could I be of assistance with his money, right? Is there something I could do to help him financially? We'll say, he's not even referring over here to tzedakah. That's not what he's referring to over here. Just a person, again, a person starting, we'll say, sometimes you know more about something than someone else does. Can I lend that knowledge to help a person financially? Can I do it if I see that they're making certain decisions that are going to place them in financial hot water? Can I go ahead and aid and assist in some way to stave off loss for that individual, to just have a care and concern even for the finances? So we'll have to stop over here for today. We're stopping a little bit short of today's allotment, but we have a long daf ahead of us. In Meretz Hashem, Sunday, we'll pick up some more. We'll make up some more time. It will say, Shkoyach. Incredible.